Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Prayer Beautiful podcast. I read C. Peter Wagner's book, Prayer Shield, recently, and I really appreciated his perspective on intercessors. And so it's interesting because I just started praying with Bob. I didn't really study, like, what does this mean to be an intercessor? What does it mean to be really a prayer person? And so I appreciated even just some of the basic definitions that C. Peter Wagner came up with. So one of the things I appreciated very much, he talked about how in the body of Christ, we have different gifts. So nobody disagrees that there are different gifts of the Spirit that the Spirit gives. And he said, when you look at the three main lists in the New Testament, they are somewhat overlapping, but there's unique gifts mentioned in each of them. And I'm not going to remember the exact numbers now, but let's say there's 25 different items that come up. Maybe it's 24 in those three lists. And he said, but I don't actually think that this was meant to be exhaustive. So some people would argue theologically that that is the exhaustive list. There are no other spiritual gifts. But he said, you know, I don't really agree. I think there are at least three more that he would have identified. So one of them would be the gift of deliverance, where somebody can identify what bad spirit might be on a person and be able to just say, nope, you're not allowed, come out. The end, game over. And then another one would be the gift of being able to lead worship, which is not just the same as singing well. You can be a good musician but not have the gift to actually lead worship. And I would say I feel like I have observed this gift in practice. So whether you would agree that this is, you know, a spiritual gift on par with those mentioned in the scriptures, I don't need to argue that point. I would just say I have actually watched people who are gifted in leading versus just people who are gifted in singing. And that's different. And then the third one that he would add to the list in the scriptures is the gift of intercession. And I really appreciated what he said, that there's the gift and then there's just kind of the operation. He had a different word for it, but basically, if you think about it, we all need to be prepared to give the reason for the hope that's in us with meekness and fear. So we all get to share our testimony. We all get to be ready to talk to people. But there are some people who burn with that, who are like, okay, every person I come in contact with, I need to tell them about Jesus. And while theoretically I might like that to be me, that has never been me. So the Lord bless those who really carry that gift in beautiful ways. But so in a similar way, he would say, well, we're all called to pray. This is not debatable. We recognize that talking to the Lord and hearing from him, these are gifts and, I guess, part of the Christian walk that we all should live by. But he said there are some people who have the spiritual gift of intercession. And so he gave some descriptions, and I was reading this and I was like, oh, I guess this does make me different. Or, like, I guess I do have this. I had never really thought about this before. And so this is kind of hilarious to me, but he was like, most intercessors that I know, they have to pray at least an hour a day, but they would prefer to pray many more hours than that. And I kind of stopped and was like, oh, that's true. Like, I'm a minimum 2 hours a day kind of person, like maybe three or more if, you know, maybe three, four, if I have the chance. And so that was fascinating. And then he also said the only exception that he's seen is a mother with young children, that it can be really hard in those early years of parenting to try to be an intercessor while you're also keeping little people alive. So he did have that as the caveat. But then he also said that people with the gift of intercession oftentimes have, I mean, it makes sense if you're praying that much, that they have a very close relationship with the Lord. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is so true. I again, hadn't really put that language together, but I feel like he said later in the book, like, this is really one of the great gifts that an intercessor gets to have. And I feel that so strongly, like, what a gift that I get to know the Lord. And it's definitely something that I feel like I've grown in. I feel like I can look back a few years and say, oh, I had a lot of questions around what did it look like to hear from the Lord. And I just don't doubt that. I mean, maybe occasionally, but overall, I feel like, no, I know what the Lord's voice sounds like. And that is such a gift. And then he also said that people with the gift of intercession, their prayers get answered more than the average person. So anyway, I will just leave that there. He just said it. It made me happy. So there were probably a couple of other things, but I think it was hilarious to me as he was describing, and he does not have the gift of intercession. He's just a researcher, a professor, a teacher. And I should have said the late C. Peter Wagner, but he said the first time he ever had to pray for an hour, he had gone to South Korea in order to research Pastor Yonggi Cho's church. And so they went to Prayer Mountain, which was where people would pray, you know, kind of a minimum of an hour. Many of them would pray four or something. But so the pastor was with him, and he was like, okay, well, we don't have much time, so we'll just pray for an hour right now. And C. Peter Wagner was like, so I prayed everything I could think of, and I looked at my clock, and I thought it had stopped. And my wife's labor was faster than this hour. Like, I just, praying for an hour was painful for him. And so anyway, it was a beautiful description of what it feels like to need to pray or be invited to pray, but not to have that as a gift. And he also gave some very beautiful statistics about what the normal state of, let's say, the pastors, because this was primarily when he first wrote it for pastors, but where basically he said something like, you know, a very large percentage of pastors don't pray even 22 minutes a day. And so his encouragement was, if you can get it to just 22 minutes a day, that's just going to be a good state, kind of like an ongoing number of minutes for you to be able to pray. And so anyway, I found this just super helpful information. And I will close with, he had this really beautiful moment where he said, all of the gifts are in the minority. So whether you think there's 22 or 24 or 27 or however many, the reality is the Lord, even if they're exactly percentage wise scattered equally throughout the body of Christ, you're really looking at, you know, between probably somewhere around 4%, maybe up to 10% if there's some degree of overlap. But that means that it's a minority. Every position is a minority position. And so then we just walk out that minority position with the Lord. So Lord, I thank you for the intercessors, for the beautiful minority that are intercessors, just like there's a beautiful minority that are evangelists and a beautiful minority that are pastors. And so, and all of the gifts, Lord, we're thankful for those who are generous, for those who serve. We're thankful, Lord, for those with the gift of, well, I don't know if mercy is one of them, probably. But anyway, Lord, thank you. We ask that you would bless the gifts, that you would allow the body of Christ to express them in fullness. Yeah, we thank you, Lord. We love you. Amen.